I'm really, really excited.
An interview with Representative-elect Jonathan Kreis Tompkins and Governor Sean Parnell scraps plans for the new Alaska-class ferry. It's the KHNS Local News up next. Soon-to-be District 34 Democratic Representative Jonathan Kreis Tompkins was in Haines today as part of his plans to travel through as much of the district as possible before being sworn in and beginning the next legislative session on January 15th. Kreis Tompkins led a grassroots campaign to defeat Bill Thomas in the District 34 election. I had the chance to sit down with Jonathan and ask him if he thought that was instrumental in his recent victory.
I think grassroots was definitely the spirit of our campaign. And it wasn't just me. It was hundreds and hundreds of people across Southeast in Sitka and Haines, Metlakatla, Heidelberg, everywhere.
Some in Haines who live off the beaten path were a bit surprised to see Kreis Tompkins knocking on their door during the campaign season. When asked if he planned on remaining that accessible, Kreis Tompkins had this to say.
The reason I'm in Haines right now is to meet with different interest groups, to meet with people who have concerns, to make myself accessible, be responsive. And I'm not officially a legislator yet. I don't get sworn in until January 15th. But I'm trying to travel the district. Probably won't get to all 14 communities, but at least 10 of them before session starts in January on my own time and my own money, and start to sort of act on what I was talking about. That's really important to me.
And how is Jonathan feeling about being sworn in on January 15th?
I'm really, really excited. I spent a lot of time in the last month, essentially since the recount happened, asking questions and learning about what the job entails, how the process works, who the personalities are, trying to sponge up as much information as I possibly can so I can be as effective as I can on the first day. And everything that I hear, it just feels like it's going to be a very good fit, and I couldn't be more excited about the work.
And how is Jonathan looking to the future with his recent election to represent Southeast communities?
Southeast is home, and this is a long-term commitment for me, for Haines, for Sitka, for all the other communities. And I think especially in a system such as the one we have, you really need to put in years to make an impact, and that's something I'm absolutely committed to doing.
Bill Thomas held a powerful seat as a co-chair of the Finance Committee and was instrumental in bringing funds to Haines for projects. With Kreis Tompkins being a young freshman representative, there are some concerns in the community that he will be unable to be as effective at securing funds for Haines, Clukwan, and Skagway. Kreis Tompkins had this to say about those concerns.
There are definitely aspects of being a freshman in the legislature, but From what I've seen and from the governor's budget that was just released a couple of days ago, pretty much every district across Alaska is going to be hurting this year. He sort of announced his intention to slim things down both on the operations and the capital side of the budget. And that's going to trickle down, if you will, to every district in Alaska. And unfortunately, at least from my perspective, there's new leadership in the Senate, which I don't think serves Southeast well. The coalition was broken in the last election, and that's going to significantly affect Southeast too. So I think there are really forces greater than just this district at play that are going to really impact Southeast and Haines.
Kreis Tompkins may not hold a powerful co-chair on the Finance Committee, but he did seem pleased with committees he would be sitting on.
So I requested the committees that I'm on, Fishing Game and transportation and fisheries, because they're important to Southeast. And that was a priority going into organization, and I made sure that my requests were heard, and fortunately they were honored as well. So I think those committees, especially with this announcement of Alaska Class Ferries, are, you know, important and well positioned to serve Southeast needs. I'm excited about next 2 years.
Kreis Tompkins has stated he is very opposed to the proposed Juneau Road, and with the recent scrapping of plans for an Alaska-class ferry by Governor Parnell, he had this to say.
I think it's a bad decision, and being on the Transportation Committee, I'll make sure that point of view is heard. And I know Senator Egan, who's chair of the Transportation Committee in the Senate and from Juneau, feel similarly. I know pretty much all of the Southeast delegation feels similarly. And I think we'll be doing what we can to try to get back on the original plan, because I think the governor's announcement is concerning for a number of reasons, one of which, you know, smaller ferries don't really work. It might sort of be an opening for the Juneau Road, which is something that I strongly disagree with.
Albert Kukesh, co-chair of the Alaska Federation of Natives, a state senator from Angoon who recently lost his re-election bid due to redistricting, recently voiced his concerns about lack of Native representation and was quoted as saying, "You have a legislator that's turning awfully white." I asked Christ Tompkins how he planned to ensure the voices of Native communities like Klukwan would continue to be heard.
In the campaign, I spent a majority of my time on the road, most of that in the villages, and knocked on every door in Angoon and Cake and Heidelberg and Metlakatla, and pretty much lived in these communities, and they feel like I'm home when I'm there. I mean, I really can't wait to get back to Metlakatla and some of these other communities. And I mean, what I can do is represent to the fullest extent of my ability, and that won't change. And that's something that I think also was kind of the spirit of our campaign, and that's going to be the spirit of my tenure as representative as well. Full and equal access to government, no matter how small or rural the community, including these Native villages.
With the recent election of Haines' own Royal Henderson, an 18-year-old senior at Haines High, to the school board, I asked Christ Tompkins, 23, if he had any advice for young people who may have an interest in pursuing public office.
It's really exciting when Royal got elected. I think there are a couple of just fundamental tenets about public service that apply to anybody, no matter his or her age. And I mean, working hard, being honest, staying humble. I mean, humility, hard work, honesty. Those three, I think, are universal. And I mean, for myself, for Royal, for, I mean, the oldest member of the legislature, I think it's all equally important. And that's something I try to focus on day in and day out.
You may have seen Christ Tompkins prior to his election bid. He performed on two separate occasions at the Chilkat Center. He had this to say about those performances and his musical background.
I've done two concerts in Haines with friends of mine from college, classical chamber music concerts. Actually, not just classical, we played jazz and bluegrass and gypsy folk music. I mean, all over the place. And I play classical cello and also double bass, both jazz and classically. And that's been a constant for me since I was pretty young, and I haven't touched my cello since the campaign started, and I'm hoping that will change in the coming weeks when I get home. I actually don't get home till Christmas Day, but traveling, you know, through the district, but when I do, I'm gonna hopefully sit down and reacquaint myself with the instrument. And it's kind of a nice stress release for whatever one's up to, and now that it's politics, I think that could be really helpful.
And when asked what might be found on his iPod?
I'm all over the place. I'm a musical omnivore, you might say.
There will be a public reception with Jonathan Christ Tompkins in the Chilkat Center lobby on Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. following the Committee of the Whole and School Board joint work session. Christ Tompkins will continue to travel through the district until Christmas Day and will be sworn in to the legislature as District 34's representative on January 15th. Governor Sean Parnell's changes to the new Alaska Class Ferry project have a number of Southeast lawmakers upset that they weren't informed first. Parnell made his announcement last week in Ketchikan. Advisory board members and legislators were caught off guard. "We were all upset that we weren't informed way early in the process about what they were going to do and different scenarios that they were trying to come up with," said Juneau Democrat Senator Dennis Egan. Another Juneau Democrat, Representative Beth Curtula, voiced her concerns. "This is a real change of direction, and frankly, I'm not on board," she said. "And I'm talking to the other members of the Southeast delegation and doubt many of them, if any, are either." The Alaska Class Ferry Project website, which included design elements, information, and a section for public comment, has been pulled off the net. The Alaska-class ferry was to be 350 foot long, going to hold 90 vehicles, have crew quarters, food service, and quiet rooms for the sick and elderly, along with other amenities. Most of those extras, which were supposed to give the ferry flexibility to run more routes, are off the table. The new proposal to build two smaller vessels between 250 and 300 feet and only holding 40 vehicles each is aimed at keeping down costs. Price estimates for the Alaska-class ferry rose by 40% from $120 million to $167 million, with the estimate expected to grow even more. Ferry officials had warned the $120 million wasn't enough. I just could not in good conscience watch an estimate to continue to escalate without trying to do something different, said Parnell. Parnell believes the two smaller ferries can be built for the original $120 million estimate. Senator Egan went on to say the projected 40-vehicle capacity wasn't enough. Egan also said, quote, "Well, hell, do you know how many vehicles get on in Juneau and go to Skagway and Haines in the summer?" Egan said, "Those ships are full." The Alaska Marine Highway System has been in service since 1963, with service to 33 communities in Alaska, as well as Bellingham, Washington, and Prince Rupert, British Columbia. There are 11 vessels in the fleet at this time. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Adam Richard.